Good evening. Rabbi said we're up to Simon Reish Tzadik Beis, page 136. We're going to be learning Simon Reish Tzadik Beis as well as Reish Tzadik Gimel tonight in Yetzah Hashem.
So I hope.
We'll be learning about the Din Tfilas Mincha B'Shabbos, about the halachas of Mincha on Shabbos Kodesh. So it says as follows, B'Mincha Oimrim, B'Mincha we say, Ashrei Uvoletzien V'Anit Filosi. We say, Ashrei Uvoletzien Achre V'Anit Filosi, when we open the Sefer Torah. Mutzin Sefer Torah, we take out Sefer Torah, V'Koyrin, and we read, Shloisha Anoshim, three people, Asoro Pesukim, altogether 10 Pesukim, in Parasha Abba, from the next week's Sedra. Parasha Abba, the next week's Sedra. V'afilu, and even, Chal Yom Tev Lios B'Shabbos, even if Yom Tev falls on Shabbos, Koyrin B'Parasha Abba, we still will not differentiate and distinguish, we will still read on Shabbos Mincha, the parasha for the next week, although it's actually Yom Tov at this point. We will do the Yom Tov leaning, but we'll do the next Shabbos leaning. Sivkot Aleph and Mishnah Bura. Oimrim Asher Voletzir. Umafsikin Bekadesh, and we interrupt by Kadesh Kodim Vanit Filosi. Before we say Vanit Filosi, we say Kadesh. That's what we do, right? We say Asher, we're tzin, and afterwards we say Kaddish. V'omrim uvoletzin b'mincha, u'b'mokam say the Kedush Yudachol, we say uvoletzin. Right, Sivkot and base. Why do we say Vanit Filosi? Second wide line. Well, why do we say Vanit Filosi on Shabbos? Have you noticed when it said, why do we say Vanit Filosi? So Mishnah Berurah says as follows, Sivkot and base, Vanit Filosi. Hu al pi ha-medrash, that's what the medrash says. Sh'omar David HaMelech said, lifnei before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ribbono shel Olam, what a beautiful message this is. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ein umezu ke'oiv dei gilulim. Our nation is different than Goyish nations. Sheshoisin, they drink, umeshtakim, and they get drunk, upoichzim, and they get all, what's the word? Hefkadek, like, pardon? Light-headed. Yeah, they get all lively. Yeah, more than lively. They get like... Rowdy, yeah, they're all rowdy. But on you and us, loiken, not so. Yes, we did drink. Yes, we did eat. Yes, we enjoyed the beautiful, beautiful Shabbos. But nevertheless, we will still focus our eyes and our minds and our hearts towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So therefore, so that's the reasoning behind say Vanit Filosi. Vanit Filosi has to be set off on Shabbos Mincha. Because Shabbos Mincha comes after hours and a few meals of Shabbos in which we ate and we drank and we had like a more relaxing time with Goyish people. Now at that point they tend to get a little bit more lightheaded and a little bit more drunk, and the alcohol may influence their behavior. But not so Yidden. Even after whole Shabbos, we are still Vanit Filosi. We can still focus on HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But on Mincha of Yom Tov, we will not say Vanit Filosi. Kevin, then Koyrim Batoira, Shu is Rotsna Ledeze, because that's only to be said when you lean from the Sefer Torah. Otherwise, you don't actually say Vanit Filosi. Okay, so if Cotton Dalet. We'll get to that still. We'll get to that, Siv base. That's what you're referring to. So Tem Sukim. Tem Sukim, we have to learn Tem Sukim. And now Siv base tells us. We say Tzitkoscha. Ve'im chal boy yoim. And if on that day, she'ilu ha'yochoil, that if a day comes, that day would be the rule is as follows. If a day is going to come, if the Sunday is a day that normally avim chal boy yoim she'ilo yachoil lo yoim boy b'mincha nefilas apayim. If this day is a day, not Sunday, if this day is a day that normally you wouldn't say Tachanun, say for instance, Shabbos is part. That's right, that's one example. Or even if it's, Chol HaMoed, or whatever it may be, pardon? Yahrzeit. A bit more questionable, but yeah. But if you have, if that day would be a day, if Shabbos would be, even without it being Shabbos, it would be a day that you wouldn't say Tachanun. So then, now that it's Shabbos, says the Shulchan Aruch, Ein Oyum Tzitkoschi, don't say Tzitkoschi. Does that make sense? Did I explain myself? So it will be an example. If that Shabbos is Shabbos Chol HaMoed, so forget about it being Shabbos. It's also Chol HaMoed. So in Chol HaMoed, you wouldn't say Tachanun. So since you wouldn't say Tachanun when it's a weekday, so therefore you don't say Tzitkoschi because it's Shabbos now. Can someone explain it better than me? I don't know how to explain it. That you wouldn't say Tachanun if it would be a weekday, you don't say. Yeah. Shabbos. Correct. No, because if it wouldn't be Shabbos, it would just be a Tuesday, and Tuesday would be Erev Tu Bishvat, so on Erev Tu Bishvat, you don't say, according to many poskim, you don't say Tachanun.
But let's say the Shabbos was Tu Bishvat, Sunday was just a normal day where you would say Tachanun. Would you say Tachanun?
Because Shabbos is Tu Bishvat, so on Tu Bishvat, you don't say Tachanun.
So Shabbos or the day?
No. Because if Tu Bishvat, on Tu Bishvat, and on Erev Tu Bishvat, you don't say Tachanun. So if Shabbos is Tu Bishvat, you don't say Tzitkoscha because it's Tu Bishvat. But if Sunday is Tu Bishvat, so you still don't say Tachanun because on Erev Tu Bishvat you also don't say Tachanun, so you're not going to say Tzitkoscha because of that. Does that make sense? Now, why do we say Tzitkoscha in the first place? What's Tzitkoscha got to do with anything? Why do we say Tzitkoscha? So the Mishnah Berurah refers to the following Gemara. Tzitkoscha Sifkot and Vav, Tzitkoscha Demesu by Yosef, Moshe and David. Yosef and Moshe and David, the Mishnah Berurah says, they were all Niftah on Shabbos. Yosef was Niftah on Shabbos. I didn't know that. I mean, I don't know where else we find it. Moshe was Niftah on Shabbos, and David certainly was Niftah on Shabbos. That's a Gemara in Shabbos, that David HaMelech. The Gemara says that he, Malach HaMoz wanted to catch David HaMelech, and he was learning Torah, and it was impossible to catch. Malach HaMoz can't catch him if he's learning. If a person learns, you can't, Malach HaMoz has got no power. So he was learning, and therefore avoiding the Malach HaMoz. The Malach HaMoz said, it's about time, he needs to go on this Shabbos. David HaMelech, the time has come, he needs to go this Shabbos. He needs to go. I need to somehow sort it out. And he was like getting the whole Shabbos. It was getting later and later. And they didn't know what to do. Malach HaMoed, the Gemara says, climbed on a tree, I believe it says. And he made some noise from the branch of the tree. And then David HaMelech got up of his sefer and went out and to check. And as he'd stopped learning. And that's the minute that David HaMelech died, because he stopped learning. And because the Malach HaMoed had an opportunity of actually doing his job. So, yes, we find that David HaMelech was Niftah on Shabbos. So therefore, the meaning is that we don't actually learn there. We are not Kivei HaMedrash. We're not learning then on Shabbos Mincha. Ki Chocham Shemeis, a Chocham that is Niftah, Kol HaMidrashim B'Teilim. This is Halacha. When a great Torah Talmid Chocham, when a great Torah personality is Niftah, we don't sit and make a whole shiur together, public learning. It's inappropriate. B'teilim amidrashim, that the best medrash gets shut, as it were, and therefore it's a time that we don't actually learn. It's a time of din, and that's why we say tzitkos chatzedik, which is a remez, a symbol for din. It's not such a great time. It's a time because Moshe, David, and Yosef were nifta, and that's why we say tzitkos chal. Yes. You're saying that, yeah. So what it sounds like from the Mishnah Berurah, it sounds like it wasn't a coincidence that they were niftah on Shabbos.
It might have been a coincidence, but
it was since you see that our greatest people, Yosef, Moshe, and David. It's not a coincidence they were niftah on Shabbos. You find they were niftah on Shabbos, so this must be that there's something about a din element within Shabbos afternoon. And that's why we said Titoscha. I think that's what the Mishnah Berurah
must be. So you're saying, it's not the fact that they were nifted, that's just the sin.
It sounds like it. It sounds like it's from Mishnah Berurah, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. 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 And the Mishnah Berurah, the last few words of this Mishnah Berurah over here, the last few words of the page, actually, Siv Cotton Vav, the last few words, Siv Yesh Mefarshim, some say also, the Oymrim Tzidkoscha, the reason why we say Tzidkoscha, different approach and different reason, Lehatzdik Adin Al HaRishoyim Shechoyzrim Legehenne B'motzah Shabbos, top line of the next page, that there is an element of din, because the neshamas of the people in Gehenna don't know, lining up ready to go back into Gehenna. So, because it's like, they're making their way slowly towards Gehenna. So it's not a brilliant time. It's not a time to party. Because Nebuchadnezzar and the Shomers that are going to Gehenna, they are now lining up to go back in there. So that's why it's a time of din. And Mincha afternoon is not the most party-like kind of time. And that's why we say Titkoscha. Yeah. So Mishnah Berurah Siv Cotton Zayin, which is the second line from the top, it says what it explains what the Yosel is pointing. Pembe Mincha Perish. Bein Sheyoyim HaShabbos Rosh Chodesh. Bein Sheyoyim Rishon Shachav Rosh Chodesh. That's both your cases. Now let's say if Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, you're not going to say Tzitkoscha. Why don't you say Tzitkoscha if Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh? Exactly, because if Rosh Chodesh is on a weekday, you don't say Tachanun. So similarly, you don't say Tzitkoscha if Shabbos is Rosh Chodesh, because you don't say, because the Rosh Chodesh takes away the Tzidkoscha element. Similarly, also if Sunday is Rosh Chodesh, you're also not going to say Tachanun on Sunday, and you're not going to say Tzidkoscha on Shabbos. Yeah, okay. We're moving on. Yeah, Nechara. I'm not sure, actually. No, it's not true. But chosn, because it sounds like it's v'im chal yoim, chal b'yoim she'ilu. It is the day that patters it. Chosn is, but it's the chosn's presence. So it wouldn't. I don't think it's very. I don't remember. What do you think? I think. Do we say it's chosn because it's the chosn or not? I'm embarrassed. I don't remember. You don't say Tzidkoscha when there's a chosn.
I'm not saying I know what the
is. Generally, when there's a chosn, I don't remember. Let's see if anybody speaks about it. Does anybody know anything about it? We don't say it? Do you ever experience it? Tzidkoscha? Do you say experience it or you didn't experience it? You don't remember?
They don't embarrass the chosn. I don't think there's a fixed rule. I don't think it's not a fairish anymore.
Right.
One would assume that just all the other days.
Yeah, it could be. Yeah, okay. We're ready for the next Seif. We tend to not establish a learning, a public learning together between Mincha Ma'ariv, but we do say Pirkei Avos in the summer, for Shir HaMaalos B'Choyrev, and Shir HaMaalos in the winter, so he says as follows, there is no public learning taking place between Mincha Ma'ariv. Exactly, yeah, it is, absolutely. But according to Ramo, you don't make a public learning between Mincha Ma'ariv, which is primarily talking about the time just before Ma'ariv, no public learning. But what you may do is to say Pirkei Avos in the summer and Shir HaMaalos in the winter. It's interesting because if you look for the halach of saying Pirkei Avos during the summer, I once looked for it and I just couldn't find it. It's the place, it's not brought, you would have thought maybe in Hilchas Pesach you're going to find it. Maybe you'll find it in Hilchas Shavuos, maybe you find it in the Hilchas. The only place that is mentioned, you say Pirkei Avos, is over here. That's the place that Pirkei Avos is mentioned. So now, you pointed out that generally nowadays we do learn publicly between Mincha Ma'ariv. And that's what the Mishnah actually points out as well. If we go into Siv Cotton Tes, a few lines into Siv Cotton Tes, he says as follows, Eli Rabbe Isa B'Shem Malbushi Yom Tov. Eli Rabbe mentions the name of the Malbushi Yom Tov. Shiro Le Rabbi, he saw his teacher and his Rebbe, Maharal Mi Prague, the famous Maharal of Prague, famous Maharam Prag. Kama pa'omim, several times. Shedorash b'mincha l'mariv, he did give a shiur between mincha and mariv. V'alken therefore, near the bizmanenu, nowadays it appears, says the Mishnah Berurah, in the name of the Maharam Prag. T'bizmanenu ein limnoyam, we don't have to refrain from it nowadays. Because nowadays, because of our great sins, in some places, he's in nowadays, there's plenty of people who just waste their time. They're wasting their time. So it's definitely better to now listen. He said that it's true. In principle, it is wrong to learn at that time. Medrash. It's wrong to have a public gathering of learning. It's not the right time. David HaMelech, Moshe, Yosef, it's a time that we're not kaveh medrash really. In principle, this is correct. However, considering the fact that most people, instead of that time, what would they do? What would they do? They'd end up wasting their time. So Mishnah Berurah says, better to be lenient in our loch of kaveh bez medrash. It's better to be lenient in that, and because tzich betel is definitely the wrong thing. If you can learn on your own, that's the best. But alternatively, go and learn in bez medrash. It's better than wasting time. Tziv Aleph in Simon Reish Tzadik Gimel, which tells us dinei arvis motzei shabbos halacha of arvis on motzei shabbos me'achin tefilas arvis who delay tefilas mariv kedei lehoisi mechoyde lakodesh, in order to add a little bit from to extend shabbos a little bit. We make motzei shabbos late in order to extend shabbos a little bit. Mishnah Berurah says in Sifkoten Aleph me'achin haynu i.e. Af the minadin, although halachically really sagi, it would be sufficient. Pemasha is akiv melasis melocha, that he would refrain from doing melocha. Ad as mana muvur b'seif beis. Really, her person could by nacht already start doing melochas. Mikol makom nevertheless. Lechatchila ideally roi, it is appropriate v'nochon, it is proper. Vechein mina kolisol, that's the custom of the entire kolisol. Leache is atfila, to delay the davening a little bit. Kidei in order she toisef yoisem mechoy lakodesh, to extend from the weekday, to take away from the week a little bit, and extend Shabbos a little bit. Although Motze Shabbos is a drop earlier, but to make a point of just adding a little bit of Shabbos, that is a general minig. And Mishnah Berurah says, Haminik, the minig is, Lezame to sing, Koy de Mayer Vamizma Elohim Yechoneinu. The minig is saying, Elohim Yechoneinu. Rabbi, have you ever seen the minig of Elohim Yechoneinu? Where do they do it? Hand in Adas they do? Now, I do not know why, but I know that in the Yekis was certainly Makbet, and I have a bit of a story about that. The Yekis used to be Makbet. They do? Yeah, the very Yekis shul certainly do. And it's very interesting. I don't know how it gets together. I don't know if it's coincidence or not. I don't know. But I know that the Yerushalmis in Yerushalayim, the Pushim, in the law of Pushim, do you remember any Pushim? A lot of Minogi Agro shuls in Yerushalayim, they also do Elohim Yechoneinu. I remember a couple of shuls, more than a couple, a number of shuls in Yerushalayim that go according to the meaning of the Gon, and they sing Elohim Yechoneinu with only very subtle differences in the tune. But it is certainly an ancient minig to sing Elohim Yechoneinu on Motzei Shabbos. And the reason for that is to be Moisim Mechoy Lakodesh. May I add another point as well, which I heard from Ashlita, from Ashver, he tells me that the Niggun, there's a bit of a history to the Niggun, Elohim Mechoneinu. Does the United do? United does? They do what? They do Mizmor, which is basically the same thing. So he said the niggun, if you look, the niggun in many places is a very, very similar niggun. And apparently it's a very nice niggun. And he told me who the one who makes a niggun, the composer. The composer is a very famous composer, and actually not a film composer. And the story goes as follows. That's what I heard from my father-in-law. Tells me that there was in Frankfurt am Main, in Germany, the people used to go out and they used to schmooze a little bit, and the schmoozing went a little bit too long. And sometimes the schmoozing that they did was, it went right into Motzei Shabbos. And they would sometimes miss the first part. They would miss Bochut. They would miss the first part of Mariv and Motzei Shabbos. Reb Shimshon Fol Hirshten, apparently, that's what I heard. Reb Shimshon Fol Hirshten said, okay, we have to attract the people back into shul on time. Because of that, he asked one of the very famous composers, I've forgotten his name now, had known nothing about music, and certainly not about I know nothing. So he told me the name of the composer, and I've forgotten it. Who asked him to compose a beautiful tune to Elokim Yechonenu, and it does sound very, very beautiful. It's a very nice, even to us, us people that don't have great understanding of music. It's a very musical tune, and that's the history behind it. And in order to ensure that people have enough appreciation of a nice tune to go back in time. For Elokim Yechonenu to enjoy. I don't know why it stopped in some places, including many Litvish places. Pardon? People come on time. That's bad. Ah, I see. Yeah, but it appears that the Mishneh Berurah brings this reason, brings this meaning of Elokim Yechonenu because of to extend the Chol HaKodesh. Right. Yeah, but who had the authority to take away a tune which has been sung for hundreds of years? Who decided, okay, we're not singing it anymore? Who decided, we don't have to sing it anymore? I mean, I don't know. It was Elokim Yechonenu. And if you look in the Siddur, many Siddurim have got it. Motzei Shabbos got it. No, if you look in the random Motzei Shabbos, they will have it. So who decided we don't have to sing it anymore? Okay, you're right. Right. Stiebel does? So, but Stiebel surely, I'm saying many shuls have officially a father shul. Yeah. It's interesting. Okay. I'm not criticizing, I'm just wondering. It's generally a wondering point. I'm generally wondering. Now, the Mishneh Berurah points out that. He does bring over here. That's the Siv Beis. Okay, Siv Beis tells us Toich Leizor Melachos Melacha. One should be careful not to do Melacha, to refrain from doing Melachas. Had Shiru Shleishu Kachovim until you see three stars outside. Shleishu Kachovim Ketanim, three small stars. Veloyim Mefuzorim. And they shouldn't be spread out. They should be fairly close next to each other. If it's a cloudy day, evening, you should wait until the doubt goes away from his heart. That's a very interesting expression. So ideally, you should see three stars, small stars. And that's how you know that it's Motzei Shabbos. What happens if it's a cloudy day, cloudy evening, and you're not going to see three stars? What do you have to do? You have to wait until the doubt, until the doubt goes away from your heart. Now that is a very relative kind of statement. Because if a person has got a lot of, shall I call it Yirat Shamayim, or shall I call it Nerven, he's a bit nervous naturally, so it's going to take hours until his Sofik is out of his heart. If somebody doesn't have so much Yirat Shamayim, it's going to be much, much quicker. It's a very interesting halachic terminology. What does that mean? It's a person may have to wait. A person may want to wait much longer than others. It's a very interesting gather, yeah.
So I asked one of my Rebbeim many years ago about the expression Rashi about Shiva Shleishu Kachovim Ketanim, which is three small
stars.
And the heart tells me, and I understand what that meant. And he was saying that Lola is showing him use it to talk about their safety.
Yeah. People say, I heard once that one of the G'dol Achrenim, I forgot now who, maybe Reb Ochper or somebody, I forgot now, he said he would never question anything that Rashi says, Libi Oimeli. Because if it's something that you can bring, as you say, evidence for, that's something you can have a discussion, a dialogue about it. But if it's something that comes from Rashi's heart, who is going to have an opinion on what comes from the pure heart of Rashi? Yeah, that's something you can't argue with. So, that's interesting. Interesting definition. What do you think about it? That you Motzei Shabbos is when the heart tells you that it's fine. When your heart tells you it's fine. Very interesting expression. fainting expression. Okay, now, why is it that we're learning over here that if three small stars, we've seen in the past here, don't need three small stars. We've seen in the past that the night is defined by three, what size stars? Medium-sized stars, but here it has to be small stars. Why is that? Small is harder to see. Small is clearly harder to see. Yeah, I suppose. They are harder to see, and that's really the answer, because when it comes to Motzei Shabbos, we're going to wait a little bit longer, and smaller stars are, maybe you're right, it's not, less clear, less... Yeah, so they are just, I must say that in England, many people have questioned, in London, when you come, many have questioned as to whether you can use that or not because of the light pollution. And it's true that when you go to other places in the countryside, you will see stars much.
You can't use London anymore. When I did my astronomy GCSE, I went to my friend's house and had a reflector. Because the first 15 degrees above the horizon was just pure orange.
Light pollution being so bad. Yeah. No, I hear that. I really, really hear that. So you're saying that what? That therefore in England, in London.
Rather than in all directions,
because
the
astronomers were getting
really upset about
it. But you're still going to have tons and tons of light pollution. Right.
You go down to Dorset or Peak District or somewhere out
in the country, and you've got a clear night. It's totally
different. Yeah.
So in London, you have to try to get a clear time of Motzei Shabbos rather than relying on the three stars. Okay, I've always said just... The three, again? What's the nafkamina in London? About, you will see the stars much later. Yeah. Okay. Rabbi said we learned tonight Simon Reish study base in which we learned about Mincha on Shabbos afternoon, that we take a Sefer Torah, three people are called up, we lay in Tem Sukkim, and the Tem Sukkim that we lay now for the next week's Seder, even if today is Yom Tov. We spoke about the fact that we say Tzitzkoschov. We will not say Tzitzkoschov if today is the day that you wouldn't say Tachanun. We learned that there's no public learning between Mincha and Maariv unless people are wasting their time, because it's better to learn publicly than to waste time. We learned that it's a time of Din because Moshe and Yosef and David were Nifter. We also learned that's a time when Neshamas are lining up to go, but the Roshoim are lined up again to go back to Gehenna. We learned that in the summer you say Pirkei Avos, in the winter you say Shir HaMaalos. We learned in Sinem Reish Tzadik Gimel that we say Tfilas Maariv a little bit later we wait until it's clearly Motzei Shabbos. By the way, that's also why we say Vehu Rachum, as we mentioned yesterday. The Mekor to say Vehu Rachum in a slightly extended. Can somebody volunteer to make the? Exactly. Yeah, that's an additional second that we're trying to get save the Rishoyim of being out of the Gehenna, that extra second, because it must be very uncomfortable up there. And we're also learning that that one should not do melachas until you're absolutely confident that it's Motzei Shabbos. Three small stars, if there is no light pollution, or alternatively, if you don't see anything, then you should wait until the doubt goes away from your heart. Good evening, Rabbi Yosef, and good Shabbos.